Okay, well, here in our post-game show, we are at the Dome, and Dan, the offense just couldn't get on track today. What did you see out there?
Well, I mean, the reality is it's my responsibility to get them prepared, and I don't know if they were prepared with what it takes to play in this league with that urgency right off the bat, and we couldn't sustain drives. That was something we talked about as far as what is going to be keys to victory, and we would get something going, and then I felt like we would bog down on a play, or I give Davenport a ton of credit. I thought their approach was really well orchestrated, and we could not capitalize, and we struggled to get some explosive plays. So really everything you need to do to be successful on offense, you know, we just didn't get it done, and it's my responsibility, and the kids down there are trying to take responsibility on their end, and I think that's why I enjoy coaching them. So I do believe we'll get it corrected, but you know, we just weren't able to really sustain anything out there, and it's a tough pill to swallow, but I do believe it'll help us improve moving forward. But it was just tough to sustain drives out there, and you got to give Davenport the credit. You know, they're the ones who stopped us.
Yeah, you know, and it wasn't a lot of the penalty problem that we had last week. We had a couple, but it wasn't that. It was just, it seemed like you were just a couple inches away on this or that, or a pass would be just off of fingertips. It was that close.
Yeah, you hit it on the head. I think the play that kind of clears it up for me is the second to last drive. We throw an outside vertical, and the kid, the DB, wasn't really in great position. He's looking for the ball, and, you know, he flips his head and gets a fingertip on it and bats it away, and Ryan's trying to juggle, and he couldn't come down with it. And, you know, when I watch that game, it's my responsibility to coach the offense, but I was just proud of the way our defense played. But then also, as I'm watching that, you know, Davenport made plays and we didn't, and that's the game of football when you play in a league like this and this talented. So, you know, we were just a fingernail off, we were a hair off, and I believe we can improve it because of the way the kids care. And when I got a group of kids that care, I think we'll improve, but the results were not there. And I'm disappointed for the kids, I'm disappointed for the community, and such a fun day for homecoming. And that was a tough pill to swallow, and it's on me to get them more prepared, then I just couldn't do it today.
Scheme wise, what was it that Davenport was doing that was giving our guys fits?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily a schematic, you know, where it's so confusing. They're a man press, and they have a lot of really good players in the box, so you have to try to run and wear them down. And what you saw opening the second half is we were doing that. We wore them down. We got all the way down to, I believe, about the 25-yard line, and then they made a nice play on that second down run, and it put us in third and five. We weren't able to execute. And that was a play call that, you know, I'd love to have that one back. That's the first one I'd sit there and take back, is that third and five down there. And, you know, again, those are things I can't do. I can't put those kids in those positions. But schematically, I mean, they play hard. They put their kids in simple positions to cut it loose. And that's just as challenging as a super complex defense to try to find holes. I mean, their kids play hard. They've got good size in the box, and they cover you outside. And we weren't able to expose the man-to-man coverage till later in the game. So, you know, the schematic challenges are, they're a good football team with players and coaches that have been in this league for a long time, and they let their kids cut it loose. And I give them a lot of credit today.
Seems like the O-line started to get their feet under them that second half. That first drive, I mean, a six-minute drive, unfortunately, you didn't get any points, but it looked like the offense was starting to get a little bit of a rhythm there.
Yeah, it was, and again, it's kind of the reality of the day. You know, we just couldn't finish off a drive. We couldn't put ourselves in a position to get points. The way our defense is playing, you know, in this day and age, it's hard to win a game 7-7 and get into overtime and then win it in overtime. It's hard to do, you know, and I thought our defense put us in position all day up until really the last play. You know, maybe that last drive we were out of it, but the reality is up until that last drive, our defense gave us everything, and we just weren't able to sustain and finish the ball in the end zone, which is what you have to do in football to win. Our number one goal is to have one more point than the other team, and we didn't do that today. So all the different reasons that it came to that, well, there's all sorts of stuff, but we didn't play the way you needed to play to win in this league.
All right, last thing ask you about, you know, this is your first NMU homecoming here. What's it been like for you?
Well, I mean, that was an incredible experience, an event, a week. You know, I'm driving around and I'm seeing more people on a campus than anywhere I'd been in 8 years. You know, as far as this level of program, a Division II school, to have that kind of an outpouring of support, both for their university but the community, I mean, it's hard not to get excited about that. So very impressed with the community. And again, disappointed I couldn't put them in a better position to see their team win, but I do believe we will. I believe that offense will be very productive moving forward. And I'm excited to continue to see him grow, and I believe it's going to happen.
And what's it going to take to go down to Ferris and shock the world?
Well, I mean, we just talked about it. I don't necessarily know if that's probably what we need to not do, is worry about shocking the world. We need to worry about Northern Michigan. The reality is, I said it in my one interview I've had with Kyle, of, you know, people are asking me about what was it going to take to beat McKendree. I said, we're not even to a point where we are good with Northern Michigan. You know, I don't know anything about Ferris State 2019. But I do know that Northern Michigan is not playing offensively to the potential. I believe we can. When I get to that point and I can sit here and turn to somebody and say, you know, the offense is playing to our potential, now it's time to start doing this, and if they do this, we'll have a hard time. It's about Northern Michigan. You know, I don't care if we're playing Ferris State, Alabama, Lake Erie College. You saw it last week. We go down to play UTPB, and I think they're a quality program, but the reality is Northern Michigan doesn't play very well on offense, and we're not going to win. So I think the biggest thing is we sit here and say it's not about shocking the world. It's about one play at a time. It's about just try to get 1 yard at a time and see what happens from there. And, you know, those are the things that you do, and the teams that generally do that go out there and play well against really good teams. And, again, we played against a really good team today, and we didn't do it because we were probably focused on, you know, maybe the team across the line from us as opposed to just ourselves.
All right, Coach, thanks for manning up and doing this. We'll see you downstate.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it.